This is Wade Drafty with the Chief Organizer's Report, Union Democracy for Essential Workers. I noticed that in these times had a blurb on a dust-up at the convention of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, UFCW, from some rank-and-filers who were trying to make a case for more input and democracy in the workings of this big U.S. union. I recognized the name Steve Williamson, who was with an organization supporting the workers seeking to be heard. I knew Steve from back in the day when he headed the King County Labor Council in Seattle, and later when he was with the AFL-CIO's Western Regional Staff. With some help, I tracked him down so that we could find out more about what was going on. Talking to Steve and a UFCW shop steward, Ian Kelly from Western Massachusetts, on Wage World, I got a better handle on the whole situation. Steve is part of an organization called Essential Workers for Democracy. Ian works for a food cooperative in Northampton and was an alternate delegate from his local union to the convention. So was party to the whole affair and spoke to the press conference outside after they were not allowed to really get a fair hearing and were voted down heartily by the delegates. They had 4 points where they wanted to see action. Organizing was certainly one of them, as was health and safety, but key was changing the election procedure to one member, one vote rather than by delegates. And another was getting first-day strike pay rather than waiting 2 or more weeks. Voting system grated on them because more than half of the convention participants were staff and not elected workers from the locals. They didn't get far with this, but are still pushing. This is a hard road to travel. I know that many unions, including SEIU, the largest, along with many others, didn't have direct membership democracy, and others like the Teamsters and more recently the UAW only won this after government intervention. Steve said they had found 25 unions with such direct democracy procedures. He was careful to point out their organization was committed to reforming unions across the board and not just at UFCW, even though that was where they had gotten attention. It's a good thing, because UFCW will be a hard nut to crack. They've frequently been the target of internal and external scrutiny for the top officers' pay packages at the international and local level, as well as their rough handling of the locals, most notoriously the Hormel strike in the late 80s. I mentioned a quixotic effort raised by Bob Como from San Antonio, who had earlier been the head organizer of the AFL-CIO's multi-union organizing Texas Organizing Project in Houston back in the day as well. Even with the higher polling of public support for unions now, all of this is a good reminder that we need to keep our house in order if we're going to reestablish the role of unions in workplaces around the country with support from both the workers and the public. This is Wade Brasky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.